Danielle Smith started her own company 2 years ago. It's called Alphabet Emporium. She makes these really charming food toys out of felt. Felt bananas, felt squash, felt burgers. Her five-year-old son's favorite is the felt eggplant.
What color is it?
Purple. And it has green on top of it, its leaves.
To make each felt toy by hand takes Danielle hours. But the 26-year-old doesn't complain, even when sales are low, which they have been. Or like when I was there and she was sewing and the heavy-duty sewing machine needle went right through her finger, she didn't complain. She did not freak out. She just called her son.
Alejandro, come here, please. Can you give me a Band-Aid?
Sure.
Thank you.
And moved on. She doesn't complain because at the end of the day, she loves what she does. That's something she couldn't say 2 years ago.
I was working at McDonald's before I came home and stayed home.
Before that, she was a cook in the Coast Guard where she met her husband, John. After they left the military, they rented a condo in Tecumseh, Michigan, and moved there with their son. They made about $12,000 a year, with John working nights at Walmart and Danielle working days at McDonald's. She says they were both pretty miserable. And then one day, John asked her this simple question.
Why don't you just do what makes you happy?
What did that feel like when he said that?
Like, oh yeah, that thing.
Smith says they sat down and crunched some numbers. They figured out they could make it work, and she quit.
I will never, ever, ever do this to myself again. I will never, ever take a job just because. And I know in these times that there's probably a lot of people that are like, I'll take whatever job because I don't have a job. I completely understand that. But if I can do it, then I think anyone can. It's a struggle, but doing what makes you happy should be a lot more important than just doing what gets you by.
Still, the chances of survival for a small business like Smith's is low. According to the Small Business Administration, roughly half of all new businesses will fail in the first 5 years. That is a hard statistic to face when you're just trying to get food on the table. But this idea that it's more than just a paycheck, it's about doing something that sustains you, something that brings you happiness, it's been gaining traction. The nonprofit Boggs Center recently held a Reimagining Work conference in Detroit, which they say hundreds of people from around the country attended. Documentary filmmaker Andrea Mayo thinks Michigan, the poster child for job loss, unemployment, and post-industrial decline, she thinks Michigan is a great place to think about reimagining what work can be.
Because of the economic situation, people are taking a leap that they wouldn't have in the past because sometimes they've hit rock bottom and they're going to be screwed either way. And so they might as well be working towards something that's has the potential to bring them happiness.
To that end, Mayo, who lives in northern Michigan, wants to make a web TV series called Back to Your Senses, where she'd follow folks like Danielle, folks who are trying to make a living doing what they love to do.
I'd like to find examples of this that aren't afforded by privilege. I'd like to find some examples of people that have really had to pull themselves up by their own bootstraps and make a huge change in their lives.
Though she admits finding those folks is not so easy. Mayo herself could be a subject in her own series. She recently quit her part-time job in order to make the documentary web series. Now, she doesn't want to become another small business failure statistic, but she still has yet to raise the $15,000 she needs in order to film the pilot episode. I'm Jennifer Guerra, Michigan Radio News.